Chris Wallace, you heard Martha talking about
Could everybody please go on mute?
Hello? Hello.
The magazine should start.
Was I supposed to push 222 after?
It's okay. Just continue.
Okay. The Mechoshim learn out. Balaturin and others on the Dayak were the first words in the Pasha, English Shmois. Shmois is the Oisis Shnaim Mikra Ve'echet Targum. They learn out from the words Shmois, English Shmois when Yisrael, the first words of the Pasha. They learn out the Balaturim and others that it's Maramis to the din of a person as Mukhliv, Shnayim to read on Shabbos, Shnayim Mikra Ve'echet Targum. Now, I just was wondering, I don't know real pshat, but why only in many places in the Torah that it says the word Shmois, why that go over here, the Chazal Maramis, Rosh Tevis, this the word Shmois here, beginning of the parasha, so maybe it's coming to the Marbet, and even names, it was Shmois and Yisrael, Reuven, Shimon, that there's no chilek between the Lashon of the Pasuk and the Lashon of the Targum. Maybe it's coming to tell us that even on that, there's a chiyuv of doing the Pasuk twice, Shnayim Mikra, the Echad Targum, which I didn't really understand, because we already have in Parshas Vayigash, Parak Nevov, Pasuk Ches, we already have. So what he already says, when the list of Shiva Nefesh that went down, it says, English Moist from Israel. Right? So they also, by those 70 names, the 70 people who went down, there would not be a difference between the names and the Targum. Why? With a Chazal Meramez passed over here. That I really don't have an answer to. But I'd just like to bring up another point that I would like to leave Medayik, that with Derech Klau, the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, it does not usually bring directly from Gemara. Usually he's quoting Lashon Rambam, or Lashon HaTor, But on this halacha of Shnayim Mikveh Tachim, which a lot of Rishonim are learning out from this word at the beginning of Parsha, Shmois, here the Rambam changes, the Shulchan Aruch is not, the Bachab is not quoting the Rambam, and he's not quoting the Torah. He's quoting the Gemara directly. He's bringing it directly from the Gemara. The Gemara Brachas Ches of Abayit says, Kol Hamashlam Parshiyosav Imatzibo, Marichan Layomov Vishnoisov. The Shulchan Aruch is bringing this in the Siman Reish Behei in Arachayim, of the Shabbos, quote from the Gemara Brachas Ches of Abayit, Kol Hamashlam Parshiyosav Imatzibo, Marichan Layomov Vishnoisov. But we don't, whoever finishes the parasha with the tiba, Shabbos, Shlai Mitzvah Rebech and Targum, it will be Zoycha to Arichas Yomim, Arichas Yomim, and he'll live long. But we don't find the Moshul that the Machaba quotes the Chazal Gemara that says, Kol HaMakai Mitzvah Sitzi, Kol HaMakai Mitzvah Sitzi, Kiyu Kayim Kol HaMitzvah, or Kolamniach Tzvila Marich Yamov. Back over here by Halacha, Shnai Mikveh and Tagim, the Shulchan Aruch is quoting Loshna Gemara. The Kol Habashlam Parshiyaitze Vematziba Marich Yamov Shnaitze. What's the pshat? Why over here is it different that the Machaber is quoting the Gemara? I thought that maybe. Maybe the pshat is that Chabad is bothered by that we know that the Iker Chiyuv of learning Torah is to work and to learn through Gemara and to learn Shulchan Aruch with Mefarshim, right? Like this, a person could say to himself, "You see, this halacha Shnayim Mikveh Targum. That has no geshmak. It's so boring. You just read quickly the Chumash twice and then the Targum." Right, so somebody could think, you know, maybe it's like a waste of time. I'd much rather learn the Shulchan Aruch with the Magen Avraham, or I learn the Gemara with the Rashba, Tosfos. This is not befitting for me. I want to learn something that's more geschmack, or a lumdish thing. What's down for me, Shnai Mikveh Chatagim? That's not for me. That's not. The Mela, I think that Dafk over here, when the Chabad brings the halacha, that a person has to be mashlim parshiyosav matzibo, he has to do Shnayim Mikveh Targum and be mashlim together with the tziba, Shabbos. Here, the Chabad felt the need to bring, even though he doesn't normally bring from the Gemara direct, to bring that if you talk, you're going to retain the din of Amayit, you're going to be zeichet harichet yomim. In other words, don't make a cheshbim that if not a put in time, shnayim mikveh chatagim, you're going to lose out from learning gemaras and learning things that at more of a depth. Gemaras and then Ramban and Chumash, and I want to learn more chayim. I want to learn things deeper. That we say, no, if a person does Shnayim Mikveh Targum is up to Machaba every week, that's a school of Harichas Yomim. They live to 90, they live to 100, whatever it is. So forget, it won't take away from your learning Torah. You'll have more time to learn. It's an investment. And that will bring Harichas Yomim. And you will not lose out. There won't be a bit of learning Torah beyond. That's not right. Because if you're going to do Shnayim Mikveh Chatagim, you're going to be Zeicha Beis Hashem to Arichas Yomim, and you'll have much more time to learn Pais Gim, Shas, and which is the Ikechiv of Limud HaTorah. Now, I just wanted to mention something else. The first Rashi says, "Re'elish Moitz Mnei Yisrael Aboyin Mitzrayma Es Yaakov Ichu Beis Aybo." So Rashi says So I felt peace to Monon Bechayim Bishmoison, even though they were already counted twice earlier in the Sefer Bereishis, Ashvayiga, she already counted the Shvatim, the children. Choza Monon Bemisoson, he counted them again. Lohidia Chibosan, to show how dear they are. Shenim Shalu Lekechavim, to show that the Nimshal was a chavim, and Rashi says, Shemaitzi machnisam the mitzvah of Hashem, which brings them out and brings them in by number and by the individual names. So it bothered me, why that's going to be here, beginning of Sefer Shmois, brings out this Nakuda. That the Ibisha shows his chiba, his ava for Klai Yisrael, that he counts them, right? I mean, Rashi says that the point of the counting wasn't not to know how many. Ibisha knew how many Yidden there were. Shiv Nefesh that came down. Malahidiyach Yibosan, to show that he loves us, he loves Klai Yisrael. Why is this the place to teach us? This. To teach us this, well, it's mashma that when you start Sefer Shmois, it's a special necessity to be my dia, the ava, this limud is shaykh anyway, in Kol HaTorah Kula, that the Eibishter is the chaviv, Klai Yisrael, he's the only of Klai Yisrael, loves Klai Yisrael. You see, that's over here when we're starting a new Sefer Shmois. There's an emphasis, the Sefer Shmois, the Sefer Agula taught with this limud, this lesson, that the Emesha counts us to show us his love and how dear we are to him. So I was thinking that maybe the explanation why it's emphasized here is I saw a beautiful verse from the Alta from Kelum, the Sefer Chochma Musa, Chelik Beis, my machine Beis. He's going to explain the pasuk, Perek Tzvav later, pasuk Chavav and Pasha B'Shalach, famous pasuk that says, "Kol Hamachle Asher Samti B'Mitzrayim, Loyosim Alecha." Any machle you had in Mitzrayim, you're not going to have any more. Ki Ani Hashem Lefecha, because I am Hashem, your Roifer. So he asked the obvious question, really Rashi asked the question, what does it mean the pasuk kind of place itself, call a machla, any machla that was in Mitzrayim, I'm not going to place on you, because I'm Hashem, your doctor. Well, if the Eibush is not going to give us these machlas, then we don't need a doctor, right? Revecha is a pshat, you have a machla, and now you need to go to a doctor to cure you. What does the pasuk mean that all the machos that I placed on you in Mitzrayim, I'm not going to place on you anymore? You're not going to have those machos anymore. Those machos I have in Mitzrayim. Ki'ani Hashem Reifecha, because I am Hashem, your doctor. In fact, the Altos and Kelm, really, Rashi talks about it. If you're not going to have the machos, then you're not going to need the Hashem Reifecha. Right? So what does the pasuk mean? So it says, Amor Degazach. It says that you have to understand that Avada doesn't mean that we're not going to have, Kleisel's not going to have any more tzoris and machlis, shverkaisen, we're not going to have any hardships that we had in Mitzrayim. That's not what it means. Now, the Boyer is saying that the Boyer says that Kleisel, that's something else totally. What the Eibush was trying to say, not that we're not going to have the machlis and the hardships of Mitzrayim ever again. No, it's going to be a whole different purpose. A marshal, he brings a marshal. You have a doctor who has to do a surgery on somebody, right? Chalila, an open heart surgery. So the doctor has to cut the person open. Are we going to say the doctor is an agzah? He's a cruel person. He's a mazik. He's a bad person. Of course not. The doctor has to cut open a person to cure him, right? He's not doing it to bring him pain. It has a whole different sham. It's a whole different idiom. It's called an operation. It's not a maisan act of chavola. Not a hezek. No, it's a tikkun. He's fixing the person. He's being a rapidest person, right? Unfortunately, people have to, the doctor prescribes very strong medicine that's very hard for a person to take, whatever it is, treatments that are very difficult for a person. Some person can't say, well, this doctor is a Russia. He's causing me headache. Because, why can't you say that? Because these medicines, these cures, are refuahs. It doesn't have a shem of a mice amount. It's not an act of hezek. It's a refuah. So the Eibishter kol ha-machlech esamti b'mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim, I brought makis, and I punished the Mitzrayim, and I made things harder for them, and I gave them shchin and all different bad hardships. That was for the purpose to give them pain. The Klal Yisrael, the Eibishter, doesn't want us to have pain. When we say kol ha-machlech esamti b'mitzrayim, doesn't mean the actual machla. The purpose. The purpose of the Eibishter giving us, now that we're becoming Klal Yisrael, is a refuah. The machlus that we get, the yisurim that we have, is not to have pain. The makis have a tachlis to purify Klal Yisrael, to make us better. Yisurim is lashon musa.
Okay.
If a person has
yisurim. Thank you.
If a person. What? If a person has yisurim, that means it's a wake-up call. Maybe she's telling you, you have to fix up yisurim losha musa. I once saw by Rabbi Avram Grudzinski, the Mashgiach in Slobodka, the father-in-law of Rabbi Volba, Shmuel Volba, the great Mashgiach in Eretz Yisrael. He said that the yisurim that we have today are like the Nevi'im. Just like in times of the Nevi'im. Vian gave us Musa. Yisurim is from Russian Musa. When a person has Musa, has Yisurim, he has pain, he's not feeling well, he has to think. David is sending me a message. He's trying to cure me. So just like in the Marshall, you don't call an actor a bad person, a cruel person. He's not doing it to give you pain, he's doing it to cure you. So the machlas and the tzaras that we have, when it says kol machla, all the machlas we have in Mitzrayim, I'm not going to give you. What does that mean? Not the actual machla, just the purpose of it will be different. The purpose of the machla will be different. Mitzrayim, the Eibishter gave the Mitzrayim, he wanted to give them pain, he wanted to hurt them. But by Klal Yisrael, the machlas are refuah to help us, to endure us. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, and that's Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, that Eibishter, when he gives us Musa, he gives us the Oynish, Mida Kenegd Mida, meaning, if a person has pain on his hand, and he should realize that maybe she's sending a message he did an aveira with his hand. The person has pain in his eyes, and maybe he did an aveira with his eyes. Maybe he looked at something he shouldn't have, whatever it is. And that Ava that you did that aveira with, and you did the chet, that Ava itself, the Ava should bring the Yisurin, because the Yisurin is a wake-up call. And the Ava should want that we should get the message. We should get the message. We should wake up and do tshuva. So I think that's the pshat why over here, in the beginning of Sefer Shmois, right, we're talking about the Sheba Mitzrayim, the Tzoris, the Klal Yisrael is going to have a Mitzrayim. That, David should want to tell you, he tells us right away in the beginning, you should know, I love you, Klal Yisrael. I'm counting you again, even though I counted you already in the Pasha Yigash, to show my chivim, my love for you, how precious you are to me. All the tzoras that you're going to have, of all the tzoras, the hard work, and the sevel, and the inuy, and the tzrayim, the avodas perech, you have to know how to look at it. These tzoras came to cure Klal Yisrael, to purify Klal Yisrael. The Ramchal writes that it cleaned us out from all the impurity that we got from the chet of the Marisha, that the Nochash put in us, Zuhama, Ra, and the hard work of Mitzrayim was a cleaning process. Like it says, Kippur HaBazel, like you put a piece of metal in a hot fire to take out its impurities. Klal Yisrael needed tikkun before we needed Yisurim, before we were going to get the Torah to clean us out from the Averus. So the Eibishter wanted that we should have this knowledge going into Mitzrayim, to go through time, how he's Oyev and Mechavim, and how much he loves Klal Yisrael. But that's why maybe the counting of the Klal Yisrael is Dafki here in the beginning of Shemoyis. That all the Avodas Perech and the Merivus and the Bitterness, and the Tzad can have a Mitzrayim is because they want to do good for us. Not like the Torah that the Mitzrayim are going to have, that the Eivishah just wants for the purpose that they should have pain. But here the Eivishah wants us to have the right Hashgosa, the right outlook on the Torah, the terrible Torah we're going to have. Terrible Torah. I think that's the Pshat and the Medrash. Starts off right away in the beginning of this week's parasha. Right away in this pasuk, Eilun Shmoyis from Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayim as Yaakov Yishu Beis Abo. The Medrash, the Medrash brings the pasuk in Mishlei Perek Yud Gimel. Choisich Shistoi, Zayna Benoi. Somebody holds back from hitting his child and giving him Musa. He hates his child. Oyavoi, somebody loves us. The child shachrei Musa. He gives his child Musa. He gives him oinshim to purify him, to straighten him out. Right? And that's the posik. That's that the Medrash brings the posik Mishnah on this posik. You'd see from the Medrash, like we're saying, the Medrash brings the posik. Somebody holds back his shifter, his stick. He doesn't hit his young child. He doesn't straighten him out. He doesn't give him Musa. That shows he doesn't like the child. He hates it. He hates him. Oh yeah, boy. You like your child? Shochrei Musa. If you like your child, you give him Musa. So that's the Medrash saying of this parsha, of this pasuk. I think that's a riot the way we said Shana Rashi. Rashi is coming to tell us that all the Yisurim, the issue of the ham is because I love you. And like we said, the Sheba Mitzrayim, the Ramchal speaks, that was for the tikkun of Klal Yisrael, that they should get, that all the Ra that was infused in them by the Chet, should be, it was an act of Tyre. So all the Yisrael we had in Mitzrayim was to purify Klal Yisrael. Shlomo Zalman Orbach once went to his doctor, he was having pains, his feet, and he went to his doctor, the nurse is strong, and his doctor said, in Ivrit, Mabaya, what's the problem? He said, he told his doctor, Yeshli Yisurim. So the guy, the doctor, didn't understand exactly what he was saying. He was saying, I have Yisurim. So the doctor asked him again, why are you here? What's the problem? He says, Yeshli Yisurim, I'm having Yisurim. So in front of Donald, so the doctor wasn't understanding. So he said, Yeshli Kevim. I'm having pain. It says, okay, come inside and I'll check you. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was trying to teach us this. He says, the Eibishter doesn't give us pain for the sake of pain itself. Yisurim. It's a wake-up call. Kashi Yas Yishas Benoi, the Pasuk says, Pasha Zekev Dachsach, Kashi Yas Yishas Benoi, Kein Hashem Alekechem Yasrecha. Just like a father gives Musa to his child, Eibishter gives us Musa. And that's the closeness, that if we could have that Ashkofa, it's a high Madrega, but if we could have that Ashkofa to look at Yisurim as a father trying to straighten out his child and to punish his child and give his child musa, then it's much easier to accept the yisurim later that we shouldn't have to have. It says later in Perek Gimel Pasuk Chav Beis, "V'shalo isha mishchento midaras beisa." Right? When we left for time, there was maybe she said we should take biza. Right? There was a Baruch who said, and when we leave the Mitzrayim, we have to take the clay kester, clean out Mitzrayim, right? To clean them out. Shala isha mishchetim go to base the clay kester, the clay zov, molois, right? Here's a different last pasuk in Perikim or pasuk of Beis. But every woman should ask her neighbor for her clay kesef, clay zol, smolis, and clothing. And you should give it to your children. You need salter, but it's Mitzrayim, and you should clean out Mitzrayim. So Eben Ezra has a question. Eben Ezra brings that Yesh Mitzrayim, and there were people who asked, how could Eben Ezra tell Yidden to clean out the clay kesef and take for themselves the clay zov from the Mitzrayim? So Yesh was saying to them, not to Eben Ezra, that I was saying to Ganovim Hoyu, Geneva. Right? That's Geneva. Not that it's not a kasha. Not that because taking the clay kester from the clay zov and the smallies from the Mitzrayim was mitzvah al yayim ha'itzah. He called it a mitzvah. The aim pamlish alone, you don't have the right to ask why. Kiyashem bara ha'koil. Because the Eibishter created everything. And he has a right to give wealth to this person and take it from him and give it to somebody else. Because that'll be yonder, he's better lachen. That v'in zera. That's not bad. Everything is Eibishter's. In other words, Eben Ezra says that taking visa, those who said,
yeah.
What? Well, those who said that Klal Yisrael Maganovim, that they're cleaning out the Mitzrayim. It was up to Eben Ezra, no, it was a mitzvah, Yoyim. It was a mitzvah. And he says, you can't ask why, because Hashem owns everything. And Hashem could decide that this person should get money and this person should lose the money. Right? Like we see all the time. Unfortunately, a person can be a wealthy person overnight, he loses money, and overnight this person becomes a nation, and he goes to the money. The Eibishter is a kol shaloi. He could give Oisha to whoever he wants and take it away from whoever he wants. Now, this Eben Ezra right away rings a bell to the first Rashi in the Chumash, beginning of Pazereshis, to mark this episode, where Rashi is from Rabbi Yitzchak, famous, the Rashi, that L'chayr, the Torah should have started from Achodesh Hazel L'chem, which is the first mitzvah, the Klal Yisrael, with the staff as the Klal Yisrael, why did the Eibishter open up the Torah of Bereishis? Why? To tell us that he created the world. And the world is his. So if the Umas Ha'ilam come and say that when Klal Yisrael does kibush on Eretz Yisrael, they're going to say that we're going to come and say to Klal Yisrael, listen, Matem, you got know them. The Klal Yisrael will say, no, the Eibishter owns the whole world. Rashi's Russian is, Kol Haaretz Olam Ribohu, who para? He created the world, and he gave it to whoever he's fit to give it to. When Sinai Maslam, it was his will to give it the Kaiso, well, but Sinai, not going to have Maslam, right? It was his will to take it from the government to give it to us. He also, very similar, this Agrafi says, beginning of the Bereishis, that Christ will conquer against his role. It's not Kneva. We're not listing, right? the Torah starts off that with Pasha Bereshis. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they tell us that Avishin created the world. And he's the Bible of this world, he's the owner of the world. And he could give this land to this person, and this land to another person. So too is up to Ebenezer. If you bow to Avish, was Mitzava to take Biza, to take Hashem the claims of. So it's all the Avishin's. It's not Gzela. He has the right to tell us who should have what. So it sounds like for the Ebenezer, a very interesting point for this, and from the dimion of this Ebenezer to the Rashi, it's just like when the Abishah gave us Eretz Yisrael, right? It wasn't just a matana, right? If we want, it was a mitzvah satay monotonia that we had to do kibush, to go live in Eretz Yisrael, it was a mitzvah satay. Here too, the Ebenezer says, taking Biza, mitzvah el yoyma, it was a mitzvah el yoyma. Mashma, that the mitzvah of taking Biza, the Indian of taking Biza was a mitzvah. And I found the Muridiki idea in a medrash called Medrash HaGodol, not so common, part of the medrash, but one of the many medrashim that we have, Medrash Rava, Medrash Tanchuma, one of them is called Medrash HaGodol. He brings that taking Biza was an Esther, which is Esther and Alav. It says earlier in Pasuk, in the Pasuk before, Pasuk Chavalev, Vayselchu Reikam, you can't go out empty hand. That's a lav. That meaning if you're not going to take Biza, you're not going to take the clay cast from the tree, you're going to be always a lav. And Vishalo Isha Mishchenta, this pasuk, we got a space, there's a mitzvah essay. So you see that this that the Avon Ezra calls it a mitzvah, and we're saying we're comparing it to the first Rashi Chumash, which was also a mitzvah kibush. Mefurish in Chazal, Medrash, Mefurish, that it was the Esther Valois, I said, to take Biza. A lav, if you're not going to take, you'll be over Lois Telku Rekon. You can't go out empty handed. And it was Esther, Mr. Sasei, of Shal Isha Mishenta. So comes out that taking Biza wasn't just like a mitzvah, but it comes out that it was a mitzvah. The mitzvah yoyma. The Medrash said not only was a mitzvah, the Hesed was also love. But always bothered me a very big question. It always bothered me with Fiza and says the parasha b'shalach beginning. Yikach Moishes Atzmas Yosef. Moishe went and took out from Mitzrayim the bones, the Atzmas Yosef. So the Mechilta and the Gemara and Saita, Rav Yom Gimel, say on this pasuk that this shows how choviv. This shows how choviv mitzvahs are from Moshe Rabbeinu. It shows how smart Moshe Rabbeinu is, what a chacham he was, and it shows how choshev the mitzvahs were to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because he went ahead to get the Atzmas Yosef. Kol Yisrael, the Lashon of the Mechilta and the Gemara, were this Asku Babiza. They were busy grabbing as much clay kesef and loading their pockets and the wagons with all the wealth of the tribe. Moshe Rabbeinu was oisik the mitzvah Atzmas Yosef. Moshe Rabbeinu was called and brings the pasuk Chacham Lev Yikach. Moshe Rabbeinu was a chacham that instead of being busy with grabbing as much beef as he could, he was busy with the mitzvah of Atzmas Yosef, which shows the chavivas and the chokhmah. The chokhmah Moshe Rabbeinu, chacham leiv, a chokhm takes mitzvahs, and it shows the chavivas that Moshe Rabbeinu had the mitzvahs. But there's a teller, what even it shows Moshe Rabbeinu's chavivas, the mitzvahs, because he took the Atzmas Yosef. But the Atzmas Yosef, but the Medrash says that, yes, Atzmas Yosef was a mitzvah, but taking these was also a mitzvah. Rabban calls it a mitzvah yoyma, like a holy mitzvah, an elevated mitzvah. And the Medrash HaGadol we quoted says not only was a mitzvah, it was a, not only was it a mitzvah tasei, v'shalei ish mitzchenta, it was a lav, that you be yoyma, you're not going to take these, and they say, al chureikom. So, yes, Moshe Rabbeinu was doing a mitzvah, and a chesed shalemes, taking out the bones, That's Tumas of Yosef, so he could bury them in Eretz Yisrael, like Yosef was Metzala. But Klai Yisrael was also doing it. Weren't being sick and stam, divrei rishus. They were doing a mitzvah. So what? How could the Chazal and the Gemara and Sota doubt that Moshe Rabbeinu was a special chacham because he showed chacham leiv yikach mitzvah. Nobody has chacham that takes mitzvahs. But Moshe Rabbeinu went to take the Asmus Yosef, and Klai Yisrael was this asku babiza. They were oisik and biza. But Klai Yisrael being oisik and busy taking the biza was also a mitzvah. So we didn't think that Moshe Rabbeinu had more of a chokhmah, more of a chokhmah than Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael was also chacham leiv. They were also taking mitzvahs. Biza wasn't some a rishus. It wasn't something that they didn't have to do. You don't even allow it if you don't do it. It was a mitzvah. So first I saw what Rashi brings later, that the reason why Klai Yisrael had to take biza, that Avram should have had a taina at the Amish to Krabbis, and the Bris Mein Amtsarim, Vavonov, you know what he's saying, right? That we're going to go try him, become Avodim, and to work hard. Now Avram could have a taina. If we're not going to take Biza, he's going to tie him to Kedarish Baruch Hu. Avodov, you know what he's saying, that promise you made to me, you Mekayim. But you also told me, Achri Chayim Yeitzu B'chush Dot. You also told me that Klai Yisrael is going to go out with a lot of wealth, and then you want Mekayim, right? So Rashi says, you see, from Rashi, even if the time of the mitzvah, what was the time of the mitzvah, was the Avram should have a time, and Abish didn't keep his promise, because he told Avram Avinu that they're going to work him at Tanayim, Avram and Yeshua, and then they're going to go out with wealth, and if they don't take beef, it'll be a time. And he wasn't tired on his avtoch. But I saw that maybe Rashi says towards the end of the parasha of choice, Perikei Pasuk Dalit, the Pari told Moshe Aaron, go back and work. Do your work. But Rashi says it means the melacha that they did in the house, because the Shibud didn't mean to go back and do the avodas perich. Because the Shibud Mitzrayim wasn't on Shevi Levi, Rashi says. Haraya, that's Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, they weren't in the Shibud, right? Shevi Levi wasn't in the Shibud. So I thought that maybe the chat over here was that Avram Avinu that if Avram Avinu is only going to work hard, And then you're going to go out to Chush Kodro. So maybe Shevi Levi, who wasn't in the, they weren't in the Avodas Perach, right? We know they weren't in the Shibud Mitzrayim. So maybe they had no right to take the Biza. I mean, maybe for them it wasn't a mitzvah. It wasn't a payment for the Avodah. I mean, not that it was, that they didn't have a right. I mean, he says that it was a matona from Hashem. It could be Shevi Levi had a right. Right, but Lamaisa Shevi Levi, maybe because they weren't in the Avodah Avinu Oisam, even though they had maybe a heter to take the Biza, right? But it wasn't given to them as payment for the Avodah. So maybe Shevi Levi didn't have the mitzvah to take Biza because they weren't part of the Avodah. So maybe the Mile of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was a Chocham, that he took mitzvah, one was referring to the rest of Shevi Levi, regarding the rest of Shevi Levi. The rest of Shevi Levi did not have the mitzvah to take Biza, because they weren't part of the Shibud Mitzrayim. Right? Right? And only those who were in the Shibud, Vavon Vinoy, some were able to go out for Chush Kodo. So Moshe Rabbeinu, even though the rest of Shevi, so the might of Moshe Rabbeinu was, that the rest of Shevi Levi took the Biza, which for them wasn't a mitzvah. Why was it a mitzvah, Shevi Levi? Because the mitzvah was only for those, like the Pasuk says, the mitzvah was only for those who worked the Shiva on time. Shevi Levi wasn't in the Shiva, right? So they didn't have they didn't have the mitzvah of taking mizah, right? But Moshe, so Sheva Levi was busy taking mizah, which is not a mitzvah. But Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead, and he was a kind of mitzvah of Atzmas Yisrael. But the reason why I don't think that would be a good answer, because I found the head in another Chazal, the Chilta de Rashbi, that says that it was a loisa seva esen, take biza even from Sheva Levi. Even though they weren't in the Shibud and Echonami, even though they weren't in the Shibud, but the Lashon of the Chilta de Rashbi in Parashat Boi, is that even Sheva Levi, even Moshe Aaron, had a mitzvah to take biza, even though they weren't part of the Shibud, but they still in the mitzvah to take biza. So then we're back to that question. So what's the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was called the Chacham, but he was icing in the mitzvah of Yosef, is called the Chacham Leiv Yitach Mitzvahs, that he shows his Chavivis and his the mitzvahs over the rest of Klal Yisrael, and even Sheva Levi, who had a mitzvah to take biza, they were also doing a mitzvah. So, I asked this question over until many told me the chlamin, and never really got a clear answer. Maybe just suggesting al derech hapshat, maybe that maybe what the Chazal mean is that Avraham Moshe Rabbeinu also went to take biza, but he was a priest. The lashon of the medrash is that Klal Yisrael missed askuba biza. They were busy with it. They weren't satisfied just taking something. They were busy. And they loaded themselves up with an abundance of biza. Moshe Rabbeinu took the biza, then he ran to do the mitzvah of Yosef. So Chacham, maybe that's Meduktik in the Pasuk. Chacham leiv yikach mitzvois. A Chacham grabs mitzvahs loshen rabim. Moshe Avada, Klal Yisrael is doing a mitzvah by taking the biza. But the loshen medrash is that kol Klal Yisrael must ask you about biza. Right? Klal Yisrael is being oisik in biza. The Moshe Rabbeinu was Isaac the mitzvah asmas Yosef. In other words, not the Moshe Rabbeinu took biza, but he took the biza, but he wasn't Isaac in it. He didn't stay and try to load up as much as he could. What he did was he took biza, then he ran to grab the next another mitzvah of asmas Yosef. So that was his chokhmah and his chavivis over the rest of Klal Yisrael. Like we saw in Evan Ezra and the Medrash, there was a mitzvah and a lot to take biza, but Moshe Rabbeinu was had that mitzvah also, even on Sheva Levi, but he wasn't oisik in it. He was oisik. After he took the biza, he ran to be oisik in the midst of taking Asmas Yosef. And that the Medrash says, Chacham Levi Yikach Mitzvois. He was trying to chap and do more mitzvahs, as far as the rest of the clients were just busy taking as much biza as they can. Thank you very much for listening. Talk to you.